Welcome back to an episode of That Animated Podcast.
Wow. Hi. Whoa. No way.
All right, guys. Those of you who saw the community posts and stuff, yes, we did let my gamer rage get the best of me, as you
sure
can
did.
See. It's not the exact one in the background, but it's an artist's depiction of what I did to a monitor during setup.
No, that's the real
setup one.
That's definitely, it looks exactly the same. That's the real one. That's exactly what you did to it.
Yeah. So basically what happened is during audio setup, I was getting a reverb and
we were in a cave. Most of you were noting that we were in a cave before.
So I was fixing it. All right. I was fixing it for
you
guys.
We were leaving the cave for you guys.
And I was just tired of hearing it. After it screeched in my ear, I just lost it. And
it was loud. I heard that. I felt like that hurt your ears.
It was as loud as a speaker, but on my ear.
In your eardrum.
So look, I got up to go fix it, and then the TV falls off because it's already broken. All right? It's broken.
Not like that.
Okay. It wasn't, might not have been broken like that, but it was broken. So it fell over and knocked everything off the desk.
Yeah.
So I popped it a good one.
Bad. Yeah. That's bad. Do not hit your belongings. Don't break your belongings. I know all you gamers out there. You smash your monitors. You smash your keyboards. You smash your controllers. What's the matter with you?
I don't
do
that.
Okay,
listen.
You gotta buy those things over. And I'm not gonna let you buy a new one because you bunched it in a fit
of
rage.
I would not have if it wasn't already broken and causing me a lot of problems.
Uh-huh.
That's the only reason. It's fine.
No, it's not fine. The lesson here is not that it's fine.
Oh my gosh. Listen.
Yeah, there were you know, it was technical difficulties.
Yep.
So, well, we're here now. That's what matters, right?
Yeah.
Figured it out. We're out. We're here now. We don't sound like we're in a cave anymore, do we?
No, we should sound just fine now. It really was bothering me because I knew it was going to sound bad when we posted it. I knew it was going to sound echoey and crappy. But when you listen to it on a phone, if you're not listening with headphones or listening over speakers, it doesn't sound terrible. It actually sounds pretty normal.
Most people are headphone wearers, though.
Which I know, but I released it anyway, thinking, oh, you know, it's an hour long episode too. Those of you who watch that, you're troopers. And I'm so sorry.
What are you going to do to make it up? What are you going to do to make
it
right?
Well, this episode will have good audio, right?
Okay, I guess.
We also look like freaks and we haven't addressed that yet. We were doing so many like sound tests before the episode and like rehearsal stuff.
Something just happened. There's nothing to describe here. There's nothing to describe. If you're not looking, find a way to come over to YouTube and look. Because I can't describe
it's
to you
not just
what
YouTube.
We look
you
like
go to
now.
Our website and stuff. But
oh, yeah, our website.
Yeah.
Wherever there's visuals.
Yeah, but look, we look all scrawny and scrankly.
You look scrawny.
Oh, shut up.
You look stinky smelly.
I kind of wanted our rigs to be a little more simple so we could just kind of do whatever we wanted for every episode. Like, they were so cheap and
bodies
like,
are morphing
done.
Again.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of morphing, you know how our subscribers have those little badges, you know, your little critters that represent you? Subscribers, channel members specifically, you get the little badge with the little creature. A lot of you have evolved. There's a new variant of you guys hip-hopping around.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for that. You're going to have to
see if you can find them in the comments, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what else has been hiding?
Me?
Well, no. What? Shut up. He's been hiding things for me. He's been okay. You know Gachapon capsules? Those little capsule toys. You'd put like 25 cents into the machine. And you'd turn it. And you'd I'll pop a little orb. Half clear. Half colored. With a little toy inside. I love those. I live by those. Dalton knows this about me. And so he did this before a couple of years ago, but he's doing it again now. He's hiding little Gachapon capsules around the house for me to find with little treats inside. Like, there's little squishy things. I've been holding them this whole time. I am one of those squishy things if you look at me carefully. And little treats like chocolate and stickers. And so whenever I open one and it has a little piece of chocolate in there, I'm like, oh, wow, it pooped. There's some poop in here. And then I eat it.
Except you can't find anything, so it's been very difficult to get you to find them.
See, he tells me it's okay. Well, it wouldn't be there, and it wouldn't be there, and it wouldn't be there, and you won't have to reach for it, and you won't have to do this. So, like, I don't know, because I don't see anymore. I don't know where else I'm supposed to look.
But I'm, like, giving you, like, all of the hints. Like, it's not on the desk. Okay, it's not in the bed. Okay, it's not
in the garbage can.
You won't have to, like, reach behind something. You won't have to dig through the trash.
What do you want from me?
What do you mean? Just check the spots where you don't have to reach for things or dig in the trash.
There was a little pocket that I told myself there's no way he would hide something in there because there wouldn't be any space for it. And, like, I finally checked it in. Whoops, there was one in there.
Yeah.
And he also has to keep, like, baiting me to, like, look in certain areas.
You had one in your pocket for, like, a good hour, and you didn't even realize it.
No. Back up. Listen. Because I wear this little, like, frog kikurumi. It's like a onesie. It's really comfy. It's not like a baby onesie. It's like, how do I describe it?
It's like pajamas.
Yeah, it's like pajamas. It's like a big blanket that you wear, but it's in the shape of a character. This one's a frog. Anyway, he put one in my pocket before, and I found it. And so I was just, like, playing with it in my pocket, like, popping it and then recapping it and then popping it and recapping it. And so when we go outside and I put it on, I just assume it's the same one that I already found. I didn't think he would swap it out.
Yeah, I swapped it out. I put the one that you had in your pocket on your desk, and then
it was
I put the
chicken.
New one in there.
Oh, you're so right. It is. Guys, I have this huge pile. Oh, my God. They're falling. Okay. I'm going to try to.
What? What's falling? I don't see anything falling.
Oh, shoot. Dalton, where's my gachapons? They're not in here with me. You didn't add my gachapons? Now I'm
you
lonely.
Left them home. You left them at home. Aww. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, continue your story.
Well, that was my story. I just, like, Dalton thinks about me. He knows what I like. He knows that I like to find little presents and little Easter eggs and little trinkets. They're special to me. It's the experience for me.
Yeah.
He knows what I love, and that means he loves me. Guys, he loves me. That means he loves me.
Whoa.
That means that he loves me. That's proof.
Aggressive. Oh, my gosh. Quit being so aggressive.
It means it. No, and I love him, and no, I'm getting him. He's got secrets that are on the way too, but
oh my god,
they haven't arrived yet as of this episode. So
wow,
it's really hard to shop for each other to get surprises and presents because we not only live together, we like share our accounts and everything, including
really
our finances, our Amazon, our PayPals. Like, it's all the same.
Yeah,
we share everything. So how on earth are we supposed to keep secrets from each other?
It can be pretty difficult. That's why I go for, like, things that are very small and easy to hide. Because then
I
it's like,
that.
It's like actually surprising you.
It really is.
But we can plan surprises sometimes. It's just, we kind of have to, like, hey, so, like, this amount of money is just going to fall out of the account this month. All right? Okay. Bye.
All right.
And it'll just be like,
don't check your email, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a problem. That's happened before.
We don't really do, like, gifts on Christmas Day, mostly because we just don't really have the patience. I think that's part of it. We just want to give them to each other.
Yeah.
And I always ask you, and you want it. Like,
I do.
Do you want it early? Like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Always. I will always take it early. Yeah. I love my little gifts. If I can enjoy it even earlier. Listen, we only got so long to live. Okay. Let me enjoy my little treat a little bit early. How about?
You're probably always going to pick early too.
Yeah. But I'm not the kind that wants to ruin
a
surprise.
Even when you're an adult. Okay? I just said that.
What is that supposed to mean?
Implying you're not one.
I'm literally 30.
Oh my god.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts every time I say it. It hurts. I don't understand. Where did the time go? Every time I'm reminded that I'm 30, I keel over. I fall down. All of my bones hurt. I think my blood is boiling out of my body.
Oh my gosh. Calm down.
Oh. What were we talking about?
Christmas.
Oh my god. You know what my parents did to me and my sister once?
Okay.
What?
Just like you were like, oh.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that. So me and my sister really wanted the Beatles Rock Band, that version of Rock Band, not even Guitar Hero, not anything like relevant. No, we want a Beatles Rock Band because we were a Beatles household. Okay.
I mean, it was like, it's because it was the Wii. A lot of families
It was the Wii. That
Beatles
was the family.
Beatles was just the easiest sell.
Console.
Our family played that too.
Yeah, my family loved to play Wii bowling and Jeopardy.
It's weird how the Wii was a console like that. Like, right? Everyone played it, even their grandmothers.
Even their grannies. Just look at me.
I remember when the Wii came out, I bought my own Wiimote, even though we didn't have a Wii.
You just, whoa. You just bought the Wiimote?
Yes, because anytime we went to parties or like friends' houses, I would just have my own.
Oh, that's
and be
so
like,
smart. What?
I'll just be able to play indefinitely. And then everyone else had to swap controllers because
my. Oh my God. Wait a second. No, you're so smart for that. Yeah. Oh yeah. I didn't even finish my story. Oh yeah. Okay, so Beatles Rock Band. My parents had a tradition of letting us open something early. And by early, I mean Christmas Eve. And so they brought up a big box. And we were like, oh my God, it's Beatles Rock Band. There's no way it's not Beatles Rock Band. Because we already had the Wii.
Why is this so funny?
Because it took me a really long time to actually realize that it was a joke. Anyway.
What was a joke?
So we opened the box. It is the Beatles Rock Band box. But it's very light. And so we open it. And there's just a rubber band in it.
Uh-huh.
But apparently there was also like a little beetle, like a fake bug toy. Aw, Lily, don't get excited. It's not the real Rock Band. I wasn't sad for that long. It's okay. Lily's crying in the back. She knows about the story. It's very sad. I thought for real they didn't get it for us and they were just teasing us. They just had the box. And it was just a rubber band. And I was like, why would you do that? I was more so just like, but why? I don't understand.
Did you actually get it?
Yeah, we did get it. They got it. Like, it was for real. But anyway, it took me only like recently to realize that it wasn't just a rubber band in there. My mom told me that there was a little bug toy in there too. And it was supposed to be a pun, you know, beetle. Rock band. There was a rock,
a rubber band,
and a beetle rock band.
Your mom would do something like that.
And I never realized it. I just saw the like rubber band. I'm like, guys, what? Why?
Why a band?
Why
a rubber
would you do
band?
That?
Oh, that's funny.
And it was a joke this whole time, and I only got it like the other. Like a couple years ago.
What, you never pieced it together? You just never knew about the other stuff?
Yeah, I never knew about the other stuff.
Oh my
gosh. So I just thought they were being cruel.
I mean, if they gave it to you, it's just funny. Like, at that point.
Jokes like that went over my head sometimes, though. Very dense, you might say. Some might say.
Yeah.
Things really go over my head. Like, things will be right in front of my face, and I still don't get it. I don't see what you're pointing at. I'm just, like, looking the other way. There's something wrong with me. Doctors don't know what. It could be the worm that's jutting out of my skull, but... Nah. Why? Why would it be?
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, exactly. See, even you accept her at this point.
I guess so.
Oh, thank God.
But yeah.
That's my Christmas story.
That's silly.
Yeah. You got a silly Christmas story? Did you ever leave out anything for the reindeer? For Santa's reindeer?
I don't know if we ever did that.
I did. I made sure they had carrots because I wanted to make sure that they were fed too. They had a lot of work to do.
I don't know how strong my belief in Santa was.
What, really? From the start?
Yeah, I don't know. One time.
What?
One time when I was really young, I snuck downstairs thinking it was the next morning. It was probably only like an hour or two. It had to have been.
Oh boy, Christmas.
And then I run down to my mom's wrapping presents.
You fool.
And that she got really mad. She's like, oh, go upstairs. Because like everyone's presents for that day. And then the next day it's all labeled from Santa. And I was just like,
wait, so it just, so you just realized that just then,
I mean,
you pieced it together.
It was, I was really young too. So I don't really know how long I actually believed in Santa.
Guys, don't let your kids watch this if they still believe it. Don't let your kids watch this at all, actually.
You mean you're lying to your kids? How would you do that? How could you do such a thing?
No, Santa's real in my heart and soul. I see him.
Mom,
I see him at the mall. I always think it's funny when the kids cry when they see Santa, like they're scared of him at the mall.
Oh my God. Why? Because they think he's just some like old
man. Creepy old man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, what do you want for Christmas? It's me, Santa Claus.
Why would I tell you? I remember telling him I really wanted roller skates.
Well, did you get roller skates?
I sure did. And then I skated around in the house. And then I ran into the door and it shut on my finger. Like the hinge part. The hinge part of the door. And it. I was so scared. I thought I like broke my finger off. Because I just like ran to whatever blanket or something I could find to like hold it in there. Which means I probably stained it with blood. I don't know why I was roller skating in the house.
Yeah, that's
dangerous.
I was
probably just excited.
Yay, rollerblades!
Yeah, they were those like little four-wheel kind. You know?
Probably have to wait
Two by two?
Yeah, you'd probably have to wait till the spring to use those.
I didn't want to.
Oh my God, you wanted to use it on Christmas Day?
Yeah, I don't know. God. I don't know what day it was. I just know I shouldn't have been doing it. I was bad. Bad to the bone.
Dang. I got my hand stuck in a car door once. Yeah.
How?
It was an accident, but it was a long time ago. My mom was carpooling with some other mom, so we pick up their kid with us at school, right? Like they would get
in the carpool
and would bring him home. And one day he gets into the car before me and he just shuts the door before I get in. Because I wasn't thinking. But he shut my hand in the door. And I just start screaming and pounding on the window.
God.
I'm like, I answer the door. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Pretty bad. But
what happened? Did you break anything? Did anything happen?
No, I didn't break anything, but it did sting really bad.
God.
I still remember that.
Any cuts? Did you bleed?
Not really. I was actually not too bad.
Oh, I'm trying to imagine how you got stuck in the door with it.
And my hand was small. So
you must have been itty bitty then.
That's probably why I think it wasn't too bad. I think if I was any older, like bigger bones, it'd be worse.
I'm just big bones.
Little tiny squishy bones.
Honestly, yeah. And you got a lot of space in between your bones when you're younger too.
Yeah, I was probably no more than like second grade, maybe kindergarten.
Oh, itsy bitsy baby.
Yeah, I was baby.
Oh, didn't you gaslight like your friends and family on Facebook into thinking you broke your arm?
No, I didn't do. I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No. Oh my gosh.
Yes,
you
did. It
wasn't family. It was mostly friends.
But you still did it. You still did it.
I know. I just found someone online giving a thumbs up with a cast, and it was just their arm with a cast, and I just posted it.
Yeah, and it had a wooden background, which just happened to look like your bedroom.
Yeah, it just looked similar to my room.
And you just posted
it. I had no context. I didn't tell them I broke my arm. I just, well, cool picture. Do you guys like this picture from the internet? Oh yeah, I think that's what I said. What do you think? Like, what do you think of this image?
And like, you just did this for fun.
Yeah. I like messing with people.
Yeah, you really, really do. It's all over your face.
Yeah.
God.
God.
That's just your thing, isn't it? Because that's, you messed with me from the get-go, too.
I did.
I think we talked about that, right?
We probably have talked about it, but
how
you
used a fake. When Dalton first showed a picture of himself to me, he used some like random picture he found online of some like
some dude.
It was a very, very unflattering picture.
That's very rude.
No, shh. You know what you...
Damn.
You're doing it again. You're doing it again. You're doing it again.
You're just making fun of some random person.
You... Oh. Okay. Well, he sent it to me, and it was, like, so obviously fake. Okay? So I laughed at it. And then he was like, wait, why are you laughing? That's a picture of me.
What's so funny?
He gaslit me, and then I actually felt really bad.
I wasn't
because
trying
I was like,
to
wait
make
a second.
Feel
oh,
bad.
Oh, no. But that's because I'm really naive. And I always have been. You just lie to me. I'll believe it. I have no reason not to believe. I'm very naive. I don't know if I still am. Maybe a little bit. Do you think I'm still naive, Dalton?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Like for real? For real?
Yes.
Like for real? Like not,
yes.
Not podcast, but like for real? For real?
Yes. Oh. Yes, I do believe you are.
Oh, is that why you protect me?
Sorta.
Sorta? What else? What else? What do you mean, sorta?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Hey.
This episode's so stupid.
You say that every episode.
Yeah, but this one's stupid.
But I feel like we're talking about...
We'll see you guys next time.